yourself or have it done for you. All you need is Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Hour number two. The folks at Carolina Heating, they're going and helping you with your HVAC units right now. Now, they're conducting wellness checks every single day. They're not going to send employees that they know that have been experiencing any kind of illness or anything like that. Anybody's been exposed or showing symptoms, they're not permitted to work at your house. They're going to send safe people to your house. Their fleet of vehicles, their warehouse, their offices, they're cleaning and sanitizing all the time there. They want to know that if you have any concerns, they're trying to eliminate as much as they can, that they're not leaving paper trails. They're emailing you the materials that you need afterwards. They don't shake hands with the homeowners, and they'll be wearing these enter your home protective mask if requested, and boots and covers and gloves. And so they want to make sure that they're taking all precautions when they're coming to work on your HVAC unit. It's our friends at Carolina Heating Service, 232-5684, emergency 24/7, 232-5684. If you're currently needing them, let them help you out. It's our friends at CarolinaHeatingService.com. All right, a couple things here, John, quickly. A texter wanted to know about what the governor said yesterday about essentials, and it was golf course shut down. No, at this point in time, no. We're still able to go out and play golf. Now, I will tell you this for you golfers out there. I know this. Yesterday, I got a text, I forgot to read it on the air, from the chief of police here in Clemson. The captain of the police department in Clemson. And he said, can you tell them that the boat ramps are closed now? And so what happened there was that people were going on the lake and gathering on islands and pulling boats up together, and they weren't social distancing. And so they had to shut the boat ramps down, the public boat ramps. And I hate that for the people who are doing the right thing. So if you're a golfer out there, for goodness gracious sakes, don't ruin it for the rest of us. I mean, man, can we sacrifice, save lives, and save golf? So practice your social distancing. We're not touching flag sticks. Where there are no rakes and bunkers anymore. When you're checking in, you're not touching anything, checking in. And while I'm walking, if you have to ride a cart, do the one cart per person deal. And those carts are being sanitized. Your Rains ball baskets are being sanitized. So I feel confident. I don't want the coronavirus, but I don't think I'm going to get it by going to the golf course. I might get it at the grocery store, but on the golf course, man, do this. So do this right. Take care of this. Two things with you, 3424. Number one, the NFL has expanded their playoffs to 14 teams, now 7 per conference. How's this going to work?
So previously you would have the number one and number two seed both get a bye. 3 would play 6 and 4 would play 5. Now, in the first round, only the number one seed will be getting a bye. 2 will be playing 7, 3 will be playing 6, 4 will be playing 5.
Revenue producer.
AFC and NFC.
Right, revenue producer, right? That's what we're doing here.
Sure, absolutely.
And keeping teams interested, one more team, one more chance, you know, keeping your team involved in the playoffs. That's one of the biggest changes in my lifetime, is seeing playoffs expand. And the main thing there is keeping this, you know, keeping more teams interested. Are you watching college football? Because the Pac-12 hadn't really been involved in this thing. The Big Ten has missed a time. The Big 12, the ACC, SEC, we got to get more people involved in this thing, and you want more people interested in it for a longer amount of time. So are you watching college football? We'll see. Before the break, or during the break there, I mentioned about the Biscoff. And heaven on earth, I got to get me some of the Biscoff ice cream bars. But you're telling me that you're not a Biscoff fan.
They're all right. I mean, they're better than some airplane snacks over the years, that's for sure. But I'm not as high on them as you are.
Well, you're also telling me that, and I judge a man based upon his cookie preference. That you're telling me you're that soft, gooey, doughy, cookie dough. Ugh.
Well, like when you mess? Put it so wonderfully like that. Goodness gracious.
I tell you, it's funny.
To each his own, Mickey.
Like we get Drake try not to touch something, like if it's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Like Drake, he'll be walking around, like he'll go to the toilet and like put his hand in the toilet seat or something. and we're like, Drake, that's nasty. And we started saying, yuck. And so now when you go anything at all, like there'll be a crumb on the floor, he'll go over try to eat it, whatever. Drake, that's nasty. He'll go, so anyway, let's be clear about this, John. Do you eat bread that's not done yet?
No.
Do you eat pasta that's not done yet?
No.
You know, I guess you can eat eggs that's not done yet. You know, over easy eggs. Yeah, I get that a little bit.
Get some toast, you don't eat biscuit there. Talk to me now.
You don't eat like green beans that aren't done yet.
No.
Okay. Why would you eat cookies that aren't done yet?
They are done.
No, they're not done. They have to cook. You cook them. And to the point where
it's like a medium rare steak. It's cooked, but it you could do it
longer.
You're
knocking the horns off of it and wiping his butt and putting it on the plate, man. Uh-uh.
I'm sorry, what more do you need to do to a steak?
Hey, how about people just eating cookie dough? Like, what? That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. And
now they have edible cookie dough.
Oh, that's disgusting, man.
No, it's fantastic.
Let me tell you the best cookies. Are the ones that my wife made peanut butter cookies, homemade peanut butter cookies yesterday, right? Like, she put the peanut butter out of the jar and made homemade peanut butter cookies. And I'm not a peanut butter cookie fan. But she made probably 16 of them, right? I go search for the ones that are a little black on the bottom. And most of them are still too gooey for me. But I want to hear my cookie. I want to hear a little crush, crush, crush. I got to hear a cookie, man. That Biscoff, I call them DBCs. What do you call those things? Petrus Farm makes them. I think I'm here in a minute. Anyway, but give me a little crunchy cookie in there, man. Oh, that's so much better than your uncooked.
I could not disagree with you more.
Ugh, you disgust me.
So that's why we live in this wonderful country.
You disgust me as a human being.
Well, I'm just saying, it sounds like your wife made them the right way yesterday.
No, she didn't finish them. You got to put them back in, man. You got to put them back in. They're preemies. Can't do that.
I know they're all with preemies.
All right, let me mention this to you, get your thoughts on this. You know, I ripped Kurt Herbstreit this week. Actually, I ripped him all week long for making statements about the way too early to decide on the college football world, but he's making statements now, or made statements last week, that he doubts we'll play football this year, and he doubts that we'll play NFL or college football this year, which is crazy because we don't have a vaccine, which is crazy. Anyway, the Kansas State Athletic Director, Gene Taylor, wishes Herbstreit wouldn't have said anything at all. This is Nick Bromberg from Yahoo Sports in an interview on KMAN in Manhattan on Monday. Taylor said he wasn't ready to start making predictions about the fate of 2000 football season and voices displeasure with Herbstreit's comments. You know why? Because Gene Taylor's a genius. And he probably listened to WCCP before he went on KMAN. This is the AD at Kansas State. Quote, I appreciate Kurt being a medical doctor and telling us how we should or what we should and shouldn't do.
Coming in hot.
But I'm not ready to go there yet. I am certainly hopeful that if we maintain the recommendations of some medical folks and stay away from one another and be careful and don't do any public events in the crowds in maybe like 60 to 90 days, there'll be a point where we can get our kids back here on campus at least practice sometime in July. I think a lot of coaches feel that if we had 10 to 12 to 14-day reacclimation period that we could get into fall camp in the early August time frame. So I'm not ready to pull the plug yet. I'm just hoping that we maintain things that the medical folks here are telling us to maintain. So that's an interesting comment about him. It just seemed like just totally ill-advised for Kurt Herbstreit to make these comments, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think that we need to I like the line he said, maybe life in 60 to 90 days will be at a point where we can bring it back. I that line is what stuck out to me.
Who knows, man? Because, again,
did we know 3 weeks ago we were losing every single sporting event? No, exactly.
No.
So we, you know, I've heard, and I've said a couple times here, I've heard Kwok make this point, and I give him 100% credit for it. We are so much smarter now in these 3 weeks than we were 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Who say we won't be smarter 3 months from now?
Right.
So I agree. It's funny that he kind of made some of those, you know, like that opening line, I appreciate Kirk becoming a medical doctor. Like, that's funny. I mean, you don't need it, but it's funny.
Right.
But I agree with the majority of what he has to say.
Taylor admitted in an interview that the possibility of college football games might be played without fans, as far as said, quote, I think it's all potentially on the table. I could see us trying to push the season a couple of weeks so we get most of the games in, if not all of them, and push them back maybe into this little to December. And I think with the flexibility only having 12 weeks. So, with that said, I want to add this. The yesterday or day before yesterday, Josh Williams sent me his text last night that the chief medical officer for the NFL is, and the NFL Player Association and the NFL, well, the NFL's guy's name is Dr. Adam Seals, I think is right. And the NFL PA has a guy, I think their PA guy's name, guy named Mayer. Anyway, what either Mayer or Seals, I'm not sure which one said it, what he said was that he is very optimistic that we will have a football season this year. But he also said, and this is one of my points about Herbstreit as well, there's no way we're going to be able to tell that until we get into June. And that goes to Kwok's point and my point. You know, you give Kwok a lot of credit. I think I was saying that so before Kwok too. So anyway, that goes to all of our points. That we don't know what this world is going to look like. And again, man, it goes back. I've been pounding this thing all week long that we've got these people that are the Corona bros that already have doomed and gloomed us to we'll never be able to have every life ever again, and we got to have vaccines, and the vaccines aren't going to work, and you guys are all going to be dead, whatever. But let's just wait and see, man. Let's just wait and see. And by the way, let's encourage some people. You know, if the plane's going down, I'm acting differently. But right now, I don't know the plane's going down. Let's just wait and see a little bit. It's way too early to think about this. But I'm encouraged by this. I'm encouraged by the fact that director of athletics at Kansas State thinks it's too early to make that decision, and he thinks we're going to play. I'm encouraged by the fact that the chief medical officer for the NFL says he's encouraged that we're going to play. But he also said, we don't know yet. We don't know. So let's wait a little bit and try to find out a little bit more. And we'll see at that certain point in time. In case you missed the first hour, the top local story here is that Amir Sims announced that he will enter the NFL draft without signing with an agent, and which would allow him to return to school if he decides before the deadline. I've heard and I've seen from folks on here that, boy, Amir Sims, what an idiot. He can't play in the NBA. He's not going to play in the NBA. And look, let me say, I don't think he's going to play in the NBA. I don't know enough about the NBA and what they're looking for, but I don't see his current trajectory as being this long time or he's in an NBA guy. With that said, what's the risk? I had someone text me this morning saying, well, this guy, what an idiot. This guy's no, what's the, there's no risk. You go to a combine, you go get tested, whatever, and see where your game is. And if you don't project out, then you come back to school, which I think is what he's going to do. And you guess what? You might come back a better basketball player, but knowing what you need to work on a little bit.
Oh yeah. We saw Dante Grantham do this. We've seen Jerron Blossom game do this.
Yeah.
You know, several guys over the last few years. So he's doing the right thing for himself. And
yep. Don't sign with an agent.
Exactly. I'm sure he's going to get phenomenal feedback about what he can do to improve. And I would think in his final year here, we would see a much improved Amir Sims.
If Amir Sims was your son, you tell him, "Hey, man, yeah, go test it out, see how it looks, and we'd love to have you back, and yeah, we'd love to, you know, whatever you do." So this is not a. I saw people say, "What an idiot! That guy's never gonna play." Well, I mean, I don't think he is, but there's guys in the NBA right now that I wouldn't think be in the NBA. But what's it hurt? You're playing with house money. Now, if they said that you couldn't test the waters, you couldn't come back, then no, it'd be a big mistake right now. If there was no opt out and there was no regaining your eligibility and coming back to school, and he decided to do this, yeah, I'd rip him up and down, man. That's a dumb decision. But there's nothing to lose here. You know what? You can do your online classes right now. It's not like you can miss any class time at school or whatever. Go prepare. Do everything you can. And then what if you find out that they want to draft you, think you're draftable, whatever, great, go knock yourself out. Go make yourself a bunch of money. If not, come back to school. Get better. Enjoy your senior year. I don't see any – I don't know why everybody wouldn't do it. Just let's see where we're at. And then I'm most likely, most of us, in my opinion, I think Amir Sims needs to come back to school. And in my opinion, I don't think he's going to be an NBA guy. But hey, who am I to say, man? I'm not going to step in a man's dreams. And if he doesn't, he gets a senior year, and we get to celebrate again. It's the second signing of Amir Sims. He won't sign again.
Right.
But hey, man, guess what? Amir Sims is coming back. We didn't know he's coming back. Well, I think he's coming back. We'll see.
So, I just want to let you know, Mickey, before we go to break here, that the text line agrees with me on the cookie takes.
You people are disgusting.
Like I said, Biscoff equals ginger OSB boards. Deadhead Tiger. Bobby and Easley. I'm with John on the cookie being soft. They are the best when they come right out of the oven, all nice and gooey. Bobby and Easley, you're a smart man.
Ugh. That's disgusting. Don't you want to hear your cookie?
No.
Cookie.
I got to hear enough nonsense in this world.
No. You got to crunch your cookie.
No.
You got to be able to. No, man. I love the crunchy cookie.
Mm. With a glass of milk? Yeah, maybe. With some ice cream? Sure. But just by itself? No.
Mm. No. Gooey, doughy, ugh. You probably take, like, spoons and dip it into the cookie dough and eat the cookie dough raw, don't you?
Well, with this no-bake cookie dough stuff that's out there now, absolutely.
That might be the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Why waste a good cookie, man? You got to get a little black on the bottom. A little burnt.
Yeah, another text says you're confusing cookies with crackers.
No, Biscoff's a cookie.
No. It's a cookie at 36,000 feet when there's nothing else to have.
No. Hear me out. Crackers aren't sweet.
No, I'm talking about the sugary crunch, though.
Yeah. But Biscoff is a cookie.
I don't know.
I like the other ones. I think it was distinct Bordeaux cookies that Petrus Farm makes. Those are good. But I think Biscoffs are better, man. Philpott and I tend to agree on this. There's nothing better than that. As a matter of fact, I tried to make friends with the flight attendant and see if I could just scarf just one more. Like, I'll tell you right now, don't put it past me, John Hite, to fake a little bit of feeling faint and my blood sugar getting off a little bit just to get an extra pack of Biscoff at 37,000 feet.
Now, see, you're just wrong, because Big Al here from the Morgan Thomas Show checks in. I want my cookies as soft as South Carolina's defense, and could not agree with him more.
Oh, ugh. Disgusting. You people just disgust me.
You know, I'll take my the wise words of Todd Ellis on my views on your cookie takes. I don't care.
We don't care.
We don't care.
Hey, the Patterson Tax Service cares. They want to take care of you. Get in touch with them, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. Call them. They're going to answer any questions for you. You know, this is the weirdest tax year. Last year, remember, it was a brand-new tax code. And so some of you out there didn't get great representation on it. You want to maximize it. Look, this year, we're talking about stimulus packages and getting money back and whatever. You want to maximize your tax return and maximize what your refund's going to be, let them take care of you. These expertise, these people are doing this. And I want to tell you, they are essential, obviously, but they are social distancing there. They're sanitizing there. You're not going to see anybody. You're not going to you know, come in contact with anybody, because you're going to drop it in a little drop box. You have an envelope, put your name on it, put your phone number on it, and drop it in a drop box. And then they're going to call you, do your taxes for you, then do it over the phone if you'd like when they – when they call you back, if you have any questions or anything, you need to, any instructions or anything like that, it's easy, it's simple, and they want to take care of you. PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. They're doing everything President Trump said to do, and they're doing it right. And don't forget, if you need to extend your deadline, if you're owing a bunch of money, you can go ahead and they can do your taxes now, and you find out what you owe. And then you don't have to pay it until July the 15th. But it's at least nice to know, hey, how much do I owe? And I can even be saving for how much I should have been doing it anyway. But now this extension, then it's nice to know, hey, I've got a few months to make that extra whatever I'm going to owe, but let them help you owe less, hopefully. It's the Patterson Tax Service, 859-8289, PATTAX.com. Hey, John Hite, when we come back, I want to touch on what an athletic director says, no football, what it would mean. And also, let's talk about a couple of different professional leagues and teams or professional sports out there thinking about comeback plans, when they come back and how they come back. Much more on your turn right after this.
It's bow time. With bold fried chicken and a scratch-made buttermilk beauty, nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun filet biscuit, except the second first bite. Drive on through and get two Cajun filet biscuits for just $5. It's bow time.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-460-0462. 1-800-460-0462. 1-800-460-0462.
Credit products are issued by WebBank. Member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history and state. The decision process may take longer if additional products are requested. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 3000 when applying. Avant.com, code 3000. That's Avant.com, code 3000.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
In the day we sweat out on the streets of a runaway.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I spent last night on the phone with my good friend Greg Rushen, who is the director of golf, the general manager, I should say, general manager over at Katichi, katichi.com. And we talked about a lot of things here now. The weddings are affected. There's no doubt about that. That right now, if you had an April wedding, that's not going good. But they got some May weddings and June weddings, and none of those have canceled at this point in time. So that's one thing. But the food is going great, and they're having people call in. First of all, they know that the food is amazing there anyway. And so now they're having people come in, curbside service coming up and taking care of that, and that's awesome. And even serving, I wonder if the laws, he talked about in Georgia, of alcohol, like how you can get alcohol to go and stuff like that. I wouldn't thought we'd see that anymore, but we're seeing those things. He's saying that the golf, they had one of their best weekends ever. Last Friday was packed. And Saturday and Sunday, they did really, really well also. And so I told you, man, that's going great. And the lessons, he said, Jeff Gotham is getting more juniors and more families out now. That's amazing. And I figured this would be the case. And he's doing a lot of the video stuff. You know, David Ledbetter, his golf course in Florida shut down. And so Ledbetter is, you know, sitting back. Ledbetter Academy with Jeff Gotham, man, you can get your video lessons with him now and come by, you know, in Katichi at Hartwell, Georgia, and do this. And so, and as I can tell you, man, they're taking all these precautions like everybody is and doing these things to sanitize all throughout. So feel safe by doing this and going over and playing golf and getting out and social distancing by getting outside. And the wildlife, they're on their social media, they're posting some of the wildlife pictures. It's amazing. But go play golf and then take the take-home food. Man, that's a great idea. It's Katichi over in Hartwell, Georgia, CATEECHEE.com. I didn't get this article yesterday, John, mainly because I want to be in a good mood, not a bad mood. But Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports has an article up and some quotes about are we going to play football or not, and some ADs weighed in and coaches weighed in with Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports. The most depressing one is Warren Zola, a sports law executive director of Boston College's Carroll School of Management, says he's doubtful that they'll have a 2020 season. He goes, that's just me. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that we'll all be back over the summer. I get that. I understand people saying that. It's a slanted article because he talks about how he uses some of the mainstream media about how things are going badly and things on these lines. I get that. Now, he talks about now imagine jamming 100,000 people on a steamy Saturday afternoon in a stadium to watch 22 men close to proximity giving snaps over 150 plays. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. I get it, Dennis Dodd. You put it out that way. Another way of looking at it is the thing's going to work and we'll be back. Now, the reason I bring up the article is because there's some quotes out here from certain athletic directors. Russ Bork, who is the AD at Texas A&M, said with the news right there of the Olympics, by the way, postponing, that starts creeping into football season and training camps and scheduling. I don't know how to operate if the season's canceled, if there's going to be a bailout or where that's going to come from, because all we have, one, is to maintain going forward any sort of normalcy. What would they do is his thought process here, that what would they do without that revenue?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, the way I look at it, again, I'm an optimist. The way I look at it is that if that revenue is so doggone important to the tune of, in general, the article says that 80% of football or FBS athletic budgets are made up from football revenue, then that means we must play at some point, again, much like the rest of our country, John Height, 3424, John_Height. That there's a point in time in there where the economics of it will indicate that we have to come back. It's medical and safety now because we don't have to. But this thing won't go on forever because there won't be any money and there won't be any food and there won't be any people will be going crazy anyway. So you have to come back. And if 80% of your athletic budgets, we're talking about, and I'll get some more quotes here in a second, we'd have to cancel sports programs, cancel out sports, do away with scholarships. There's too much to lose in this thing, which means if we got to push it back. If we got to push it back to spring. But we're going to play college football this year. Greg McGarrity, Georgia Athletic Director, said, quote, just the thought of it. I think we're all thinking about losing the season. Now, what does that mean? What is that going to be defined over the next couple of 3 weeks? I agree with that. I don't think it's a couple of 3 weeks. I think you got to make that decision in June. Let's hold off if we can. So what would athletic departments look like if worst case scenario you don't have it? Well, I think this. I think you'll see a lot of them say, no more golf, no more tennis, no more track and field, no more. I mean, you'll have to make your individual decisions there. But there's a lot of people that will depend on this. 80% of the budgets are football-based, football revenue-based.
Did you see what the Texas A&M AD said yesterday on the Paul Feinbaum show?
I did not.
So he took it a little bit differently on this platform here. He said, we don't know exactly where things are going to be in 5 months. We don't know exactly where things will be, let's say, on June 1st. I believe based on all the things I've read, based on the folks I've talked to here on our campus who are medical experts, based on things we're all reading things across the country, I think the next 30 to 45 days are very critical to see where we'll be in the summertime. So I think it's way too early to be talking doom and gloom about the fall. I think we can always plan and we can operationalize and have contingencies. We've heard Commissioner Sankey talk about that. I really believe that if we follow the data, follow the science, follow the social distancing of April 30th, and see where this country is, that perhaps we can start to bend that curve like they keep talking about.
Let me make this one statement, John, and it's, this is the most single most important thing I'm going to say about this entire situation that we're faced with. That was a great example of why every bit of information you get is biased. Yep. And Dennis Dodd, I don't know Dennis Dodd, but Dennis Dodd in this story quoted the most negative statistics that you can quote, and he quoted all the bad, the dark side of everything. In the article, he quote, just pause for a moment and consider that this is him saying, where we are right now as a country with coronavirus. 72% of Americans believe in containment will take a few months or longer. 57% say the battle is going badly, according to a CBS News poll. And currently, 55,330 confirmed cases in the United States with 804 deaths. Now, it's gone up, obviously, when he wrote this. And neither the testing rate nor the infection rate has reached its peak. Yeah, guess what, Dennis Dodd? You can think of it that way. Sure you can. You know what? Most people are recovering. Most people don't have are asymptomatic that get it. Most people are recovering from it that do get it. Testing's going up. We're testing more people now than ever. Some curves are flattening. Outside of New York and New Jersey, a lot of people are reporting some very positive news right now. It's all depending on how you look at it. And the same guy quoted that Dennis Dodd chose in his article to say his quote from Russ Bork was with the news right there, talking about the Olympics, with the news right there that starts creeping into football season and scheduling, I don't know how to operate if it's canceled. Where would the bailout come from because of money? But yet, the quote that you chose to comment on was that, you know what, it's too early to tell these things. And there's a reason to be optimistic about a lot of things. So my point is that it is this whole thing and almost everything else that comes down, it's where you're going to get your information from. If you're a Clemson fan, you like WCCP, we'll find out about a good Clemson news. If you're a Gamecock fan, you probably like your flagship station putting out good news about your program. But every information you get is going to be biased at some point. And I'm going to choose to be optimistic and choose to take my time and choose to listen to medical people rather than doomsday corona bros that are going to tell us how, oh, no, that's it. No way. I just don't see it. I was on a message board yesterday just kind of peeking around to see what people are thinking, trying to keep my finger on the pulse. And it's so interesting to see people, and it's so interesting to see how the different takes on it, that people who have not been to the very first pandemic class ever, that hadn't been to the very first medical school class ever, are saying, oh, there's no way we're going to play. There's just no way. It's impossible to be able to play college football this year. Totally impossible. Really? Because you're a doctor, you're an AD, and you know what they're going through, and you know what their scheduling are, and you know all that? Or is that just, you're just a stinking pessimist, man? I got to have hope, John. Look, I might be wrong, dude. I might be wrong. But I want to be wrong. I want to err on the positive side, man, that there's some sort of hope. And if you want to rip my heart out in June or in July. But don't rip my heart out in March. In April? They're telling me the decisions are going to be made in June. You're going to tell me what? Oh, I know. No, there's just no way I know. The doom and gloomers out there for the past 10 days have said, get ready, folks. McMaster's shutting it down. I got word from my people. McMaster's shutting the whole state down. Well, guess what? He hadn't. But my people told me this. You corona bros, man, you're killing me. You're worse than the corona stuff because you're taking away my hope. How about a little positivity, man? How about a little bright side of things? I'm telling you, John Haidt, there's people out there that win the lottery and complain about taxes. I don't have room for you, man. I got to have a little bit of hope. Life's hard enough. Can I have a little hope about sports? Can I maybe have a little Phil Mickelson versus Tiger Woods? Little rumors of Phil Mickelson and Peyton Manning versus Tiger Woods and Tom Brady. Can I have a little bit of hope? Are you going to steal my June hope in March? Every bit of information you get is biased. I learned this as a young kid. As a young kid, we were, John, you don't remember this because you weren't born at this point in time. We were told as kids, all right? This is a great story. And it's pertinent to what we're going through today. When I was a kid, we were told, you can't eat eggs anymore. Eggs are bad for you. High in cholesterol. I remember my granddad sitting me down, and he said, Mickey, and I'm not going to tell you the words he used. He said, but what a bunch of BS. He goes, I've been eating eggs every day of my life. And he was 60-something, 70-something at the time. You don't believe that. That's bunk. And I was like, well, no, you don't understand. They're telling me eggs are bad for me. These doctors telling me eggs are bad for me. I was listening to Paul Harvey years later. I'm probably in my 20s at the time, John. Years later. And Paul Harvey said, that study that came out about eggs being bad for you. John, let me tell you this. The eggs, we had egg beaters we had fake eggs that didn't have cholesterol in them. We ate fake eggs. And the Paul Harvey tells me one day when I'm in my 20s, 20 years later, 15 years later, and it said that study that told us that eggs are bad for us in the 70s, that study was funded by Kellogg's and Post Cereal. So every bit of information you get is going to be biased. People are going to have you believe what they want you to believe. And the longer you listen to this station, the longer you listen to this show, we're going to believe an optimistic point of view. If they had to tell us in June, they'd tell us in June. But not going to tell me in March. Not going to tell me in March what they're going to maybe tell me in June. Maybe I'm just too optimistic. I don't know. Why would you want to err on the side of pessimism? Don't get it. Short break. We'll come back. I have some lists. One of the things that we're doing right now is lists. I have a list of the top 20 players under the age of 20 in college football. I have a list of the top 10 coaches under the age of 45 in college football. We'll get to both those lists. And Paul Aduka has a list of number one, the most fake person in Major League Baseball. We'll tell you about that after a short break. I'm in Studio P and safe. I'm looking at my camera from Priority One. I'm going to do like Steely Dan told me, smile for the camera. So I'm smiling for the camera right now. We'll take care of that with Priority One here at our office. I mean, at our house and at our office. John is safe and sound inside our Priority One security studios. It's our great friends at Priority One. Get in touch with them. They'd love to take you out for sure. Love to take care of you and your security needs for sure at PriorityOneSecurity.com. Short break. Much more on the other side.
The Roar brings you another great classic game replay this Saturday. Tune in Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Clemson football action as we replay the September 9th, 2017 win over Auburn on the Clemson Tigers Network, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority One, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. Classic game replays, Clemson versus Auburn from 2017 this Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Created for adults 55 and over who seek to get the most out of life, Everland Clemson is a new community that fuses luxury and innovation with thoughtful design. Imagine a luxurious living environment free of maintenance and worries. Everland features five-star cuisine, a first-class spa and fitness center, tailored wellness programs, and plenty of space to spend time with family and friends. Visit EverlynLiving.com or call 499-8318 for more information. Everlyn of Clemson, 150 Pershing Avenue in Patrick Square.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through May 15th, get up to $500 in exclusive rebates on a qualifying new train system. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent train dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
No time to call in? Hit us up on the Health Dare text line. 864-986-1566. From The Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot
sun. Sitting on back deck right now, my back porch with Drake, and we're dancing, having a good time listening to a shotgun. Let's get, you know, this world is changing and things are changing all around us. And I think we've got some tax information changing. I want to get this to everybody, thanks to our great business partners, Donnie Patterson and Patterson Tax Service. Good morning, Donnie. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, Mickey. How about you?
Fantastic. You guys, y'all are having to keep up with changes all the time, huh?
Well, that's the reason I'm calling this morning. We just got an IRS statement, something that I wasn't aware of until just today. People that typically don't file a tax return, people that draw Social Security, veterans disability, or just low income, you know, they don't right. need to make enough money to be required to file. Well, we found out the IRS is saying now that they're going to have to file a tax return, a simple tax return, won't be any tax due, but they're going to have to file a return to get the stimulus check. So we at Patterson Tax Service, we're going to offer anybody that hadn't filed in the last 2 or 3 years that wants to file for 19 to qualify to get the stimulus check. We'll do the return for $50. And we're offering that really to these people need to file whether they get that money.
Yeah, it's interesting that the people who need it the most are the people who hadn't filed, like you said. Yeah, hardest hit, yeah.
That's right. The lowest income that don't have to file, they won't get the check if they don't file.
Now,
so we can file it. They can drive it through the door slot and fill out the information sheet and actually sit out there in the parking lot, and we'll do the tax return for them right there on the spot.
That's great. That's great. No doubt about that. I think that's nice of you guys to do it that way. And again, helping out those that are in the most need. Now, is that the April 15th deadline, or obviously they need to do it as soon as possible?
Well, it's all under the July 15th deadline now.
Yeah.
But the checks are going to go out. We're hearing in 3 weeks.
Right.
So you would want to file ASAP.
Right.
I don't think you'd want to wait to get your check.
And obviously you guys are doing this electronically, so they go ahead and get in the system now, and it shouldn't be. I mean, I can't speak for the government, but I think obviously it's expedited because of everything online now for you guys.
That's correct.
All right. Just remind us one more time why you're doing it, and at $50, that seemed like a really good deal. Who needs to call you this morning, Donnie, to take care of this?
Who needs to call me?
Yeah. I mean, I just want to say, just a recap in case people didn't hear it right the first time.
They can call here and talk to Joni and Russell or me.
And
Russell's telling me something now.
All right.
We want their direct deposit info. Even though these people that are low income are not going to get anything back, we want to get that direct deposit information in the computer system where the IRS will pick it up and directly deposit their check.
That's great. I appreciate you guys doing that.
It'll come in the mail to them.
Yeah. And they, you know, these people, like you said, the people who need it the most, they need to do this now, no doubt about it. And I know you guys, that's a really good deal for them to do it at the Patterson Tax Service.
Yes, sir. Well, we was trying to help out. And, you know, we don't want to be a pessimist like you were talking about.
Goodness gracious.
It's different. It's different times, but you need to look for the bright lining.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Before I let you go, I'm going to tell you this. We had a text message come in a while ago, and it said, Mickey, I know what you're talking about. There's a guy at work that's already complaining about what gas prices will rocket to once the coronavirus is gone. I'm like, wait a minute, man. I'd pay $6 a gallon if just get rid of this thing right now. So,
ain't that the truth?
You know what we pay to get to see a football game right now?
Oh, yeah. But you know what? As long as you take it one step at a time and you got Jesus Christ leading you, you don't have to worry.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Couldn't have said it better. Hey, thanks for everything. I'm going to remind everybody once again, and I appreciate you guys doing that, and we'll continue to remind folks of that.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Have a good morning.
Keep us updated with any more changes. That's Russell on Donnie Patterson, Russell Patterson, Patterson Tax Service. Again, in summary, a lot of you out there don't file taxes because you don't have a lot of income, or else, you know, you might be, you know, up in age, something like those lines. The people that, if you haven't filed, you're not going to get a stimulus check back. They need that on record to get that check. And so get in touch with the Patterson Tax Service. They're going to do it for $50. That's a good investment for you. So take care of that. 859-8289. Let me get Dave in Simpsonville, 654-ROAR. Dave, thanks for hanging on, friend. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Doing great, Mickey Plowley. You know what? The sun's shining. We finally got rid of that crappy old weather, the rain, and the cold. Well, it's cold out here, but, you know, other than that, it's sunshining, and we're listening to you guys. And you know what John Hite did to me when I was waiting to get on? He said, Dave, Mickey's going to be right with you. I hope you have a good day. Mickey Plowley, that's what we need. And I'm calling out to all the Mickey Plowley-itics out there. Chad in Columbia, Snap Hook, Mrs. Snap Hook, Paul in Ennery, the dude up in Minnesota, the truck driver, the guy that calls you from New Jersey every week, every Friday, and gambles. We need more of you. We need a lot of you. We need some normalcy in this abnormal time. Mickey Pollard, I tell you what, I am right there with you as far as all of this doom and gloom and conspiracy, and I'm going to end my call with a thought-provoking statement that I want you to ponder. But we need more notice. We need positive thinking. We need sports, and it will come back. Mickey, and stuff like what Donnie Patterson just did is just refreshing. You see that on TV, people trying to do the right thing to help all of these people. And Mickey Plana, I need that. I need everybody that calls into your show. I miss Zeke. Even though I hate North Carolina, I miss Zeke, and I miss Chad from Columbia. So I need more of you guys. Mickey Plana, I'll ask you this, and then I'll give you my statement. How long does it take Joey Batson and his staff and Columbia and their staff and the whole college football, how long does it take to prepare an athlete to be in football shape so they can get ready for this season? If this season starts, say, in October, how long do they need to get them ready to be in true football shape? And, Mickey, I'll leave you this. If this weren't an election year, would this be as bad as what we're hearing? Have a great day, Mickey Plyler.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. I am planning on getting in touch with Joey Batson and someone from the staff or other strength and condition coordinators out there. There's different philosophies on how long you need to get ready. Maybe another thing, too, if we are delayed, then maybe we take extra timeouts during the game or whatever, timeouts longer, let guys rest and recover. Maybe we play more players. I don't think we'll shorten quarters or anything like that, but there's things out there that we can do, but they will certainly need some time. And I tell you this, the one thing I don't want to cancel football season, but another thing I don't want to put these student athletes at risk. So we're not going to put anyone at risk by putting them out there that doesn't need to be out there. They can do this stuff at home right now. They can do some training at home right now. I told you before, I'm worried about the rehab part of it, guys coming off of surgery and things on these lines. But with that said, we're going to go about this thing smart. We have smart people working on this, and we're going to go about this thing really, really smart. So I'm going to get Coach Batson, some strength and conditioning guys on with us to talk about how long they need and acclimations and what they need. No doubt that's going to be very, very, very important. John Hite, I have some good news for you, buddy.
What's that?
Well, let me tell you about our friends first at Zero Res, and then I want to tell you some in our good news segment and just trying to get more positive, more good news out there. At Zero Res, we all know we're washing our hands, we're social distancing. We know the CDC recommends cleaning those hard surfaces. We did it at our home yesterday, those soft surfaces. Yesterday at my home, we vacuumed, we cleaned, we mopped, we disinfected, we Lysoled it. We did all around our house yesterday. No better time to call the experts at Zero Res, deemed an essential business. They're continuing to provide cleaner, healthier, safer environments for the customers. Three rooms clean, carpet clean right now, $119. Complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. They're doing the best they can to help you. 864-558-7300. Schedule online at zeroresgreenville.com. All right, John. I am looking at a board. One of the things that this national stinking media does is tell you the death toll, and it's a big screen about the death toll rising and the number of cases rising and the lack of testing rising. Well, as I told you before, most people aren't getting it. Most people that get it recover or show no signs. And even those, because of our brave men and women in this healthcare field and these geniuses at what they're doing and how they're treating this thing, that there's absolutely good news that you could focus on if you wanted to. And I'm looking at a picture right now of a hospital in Dearborn, Michigan. And in it, this is on Twitter, you can find us at Goodable. But in it, it says, in our fight against COVID-19, this is inside the hospital, on a big whiteboard, and it's artfully done. But it said, in our fight against COVID-19, this is where we draw the line. Within the last 24 hours, we have managed 11 patients to come off of ventilators and breathe on their own and discharged 40 patients with COVID-19 on their way to recovery. And they're going to do this, updating this every single day, that there are of the doom and gloomers out there. Yeah, what's your bright gas going to be? I don't know. I don't care. What's it going to be? I don't care. So there are people that are recovering every single day. You don't hear about them, You don't hear about them. People are coming off ventilators. You don't hear about them. Patients on their way home. Don't wait for Lester Holt to tell you. But our unbelievable medical heroes are doing great work, and they're saving lives right now everywhere you look. And those are good stories. Yeah, some people are dying, and I feel terrible. But yesterday I watched the little bit of the news, and it had a forklift leaving people out of a hospital. But guess what? There's more people than that lived and that they saved, and I didn't hear anything about it. By the way, some more good news for you. Zero-res, upper management tells me that Zero-res is coming Monday to do the whole building while the building is empty. So great news there that we're Zero-res people too. So good stuff there. All right, in our third hour, John, I have several topics I want to get to. One is our two list. We've got a list of the top 20 players under the age of 20. Also, I have a list of the top 10 coaches under the age of 45. And Paula Duca's list of the number one fakest person in Major League Baseball, which is interesting. Then I want to transition, if we can, a little bit into the Mike Leach, who gets a commitment from a quarterback. So we get Mike Leach versus Lane Kiffin. Who's going to win, and who are you pulling for? Long-term, short-term, what's that rivalry going to look like? A lot to do. I'd love for you to come back. I can't thank you enough for listening. I hope you're safe, happy, and I hope you're positive today. Short break. We'll come back much more in hour number three.
Broadcasting.